Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 11th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, Apple is reportedly planning for a busy start to 2026. A new report from Bloomberg details that Apple is working on updates for various iPad, Mac, and iPhone models destined for the first half of next year. There's a new MacBook Pro powered by the M5 chip, which will be the last with the current design language. A new iPad Air powered by the M4 chip, but otherwise largely unchanged. A new entry-level iPad with a faster chip, but also otherwise mostly unchanged. A new MacBook Air powered by the M5. An iPhone 17e powered by the A19 chip with a design similar to the iPhone 16e. And a new Mac external monitor. Bloomberg says that Apple had initially targeted to release the new M5 MacBook Pro lineup later this year. Internally, however, that timeline has apparently shifted to the first half of 2026. While the M5 MacBook Pro will largely resemble the current design, Apple is reportedly planning new cases and a move to OLED screens for the M6 generation. There aren't many details about what to expect from that new external display. This would be Apple's first new monitor since releasing the Studio Display in 2022. Which continues to exist in Apple's lineup alongside the Pro Display XDR at $5,000 from 2019. Previous rumors have suggested Apple is working on multiple new external display products, including at least one with a 7K resolution. Finally, there's also the ongoing saga around Apple's smart home display product. This smart display product was originally slated to be released during the first half of 2025, but Gurman says it's been delayed indefinitely due to its reliance on unreleased Apple Intelligence features. That device may now arrive in the first half of next year instead. And of course, Apple has plenty of other new product updates planned for later this year. This includes the iPhone 17 lineup, new Apple Watch and Apple Watch Ultra updates, a new Vision Pro powered by the M4 chip, and an updated iPad Pro lineup powered by the M5. Next up today, Belkin has announced that it is ending support for most of its Wemo smart home products. Customers will lose access to the Wemo app, any features that rely on cloud connectivity, customer support, and more. It's effectively the end of Belkin's Wemo smart home brand. Belkin shared the news in an email to customers and on its website this week. Effective January 31st, 2026, Belkin says that a wide array of older Wemo products will lose support for key features. The Wemo app will no longer be supported, any features like remote access and voice integrations will no longer work, and all customer support will be shut down. For Apple users, however, there's at least one piece of good news. Belkin says that Wemo products configured for use with Apple HomeKit will continue to function via HomeKit in the absence of cloud services and the Wemo app. Additionally, Belkin says the shutdown will not impact Wemo's Thread-based smart home accessories. These products will continue to function as they do today through HomeKit. That includes things like the Wemo smart light switch, the Stage scene controller, the smart plug with Thread, and the smart doorbell camera. You can hit the link in the show notes for the full list of Wemo devices that are affected by the shutdown, but it includes a ton of popular Wemo smart home accessories, including things like the mini smart plugs, the outdoor plugs, various different light switches and dimmer switches, and a whole lot more. It's an unfortunate announcement from Belkin, as the Wemo accessories were once quite popular and quite prolific, but Belkin's lack of commitment to the brand has been clear for the last several years. In 2023, the company abandoned its plans to adopt the Matter smart home standard, and the company hasn't launched any new products, and existing users have reported an increasing number of problems with existing products. But still, it's never good when a brand cuts off access to existing devices in the wild without providing any clear path for customers to continue using those devices without access to those cloud services. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Prime Day is here, and if you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade your cleaning game, this is it. Roborock's biggest sale of the year is live, with deals up to 39% off their top robot vacuums. Roborock offers products at multiple different price points, including the flagship Saros 10R, which you can currently get for $320 off, If you're just getting started, the Q7 M5 Plus is a steal at just $280 for Prime Day. And for something in the middle, check out the QRevo S5V, which is 39% off in celebration of Prime Day. These are limited time offers, so hit the link in the show notes to check out Roborock's Prime Day page and grab the one that fits your home best. My thanks to Roborock for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Writing out today, Apple made an interesting omission in this week's announcement that Jeff Williams will step down as Chief Operating Officer later this month. Design, which previously reported to Williams, will soon report to Tim Cook, but the press release stopped short of explaining where Williams' other product responsibilities will go when he leaves. As we talked about yesterday, operations veteran Sabiq Khan will take over as COO later this month, but Jeff Williams will hang around the company through the end of the year to oversee non-operational areas of the company like design, Apple Watch, and health. The press release announcing Williams' departure touts his contributions to the Apple Watch and Apple's health strategy over the years, emphasizing his singular focus on helping customers live healthier lives and receive life-saving care. So the big looming question not answered in Apple's press release is who will take over Apple Watch and health when he departs. Mark Gurman at Bloomberg says that Apple Watch hardware has actually been under John Ternus, Apple's senior vice president of hardware engineering, for the last year. Ternus took over for Dan Riccio in 2021 as Apple's SVP of hardware engineering and has since been described as a successor to Tim Cook. Tim Cook is nearing 14 years in the CEO role and shows no signs of stepping down in the next 12 months, but it is expected that he'll step down before the end of the decade. Gurman's reporting that Apple Watch hardware was given to Ternus a year ago gives Ternus even more credibility as a so-called product person. Meanwhile, Sabiq Khan and Tim Cook are both largely referred to as operational people, while Jeff Williams was an operational person who is also described as being a lot more of a product person than Cook or Khan. Meanwhile, Gurman speculates that Craig Federighi will inherit WatchOS and health, while Fitness Plus will shift to Apple's services team. So while it seems likely and plausible that Apple does have an internal plan for who's going to take over Watch and Health in Williams' absence, it is a bit concerning, or at least a bit weird, that those transitions weren't mentioned in this press release. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.